This is the second of our two exclusive KGEZ Good Morning Show drill downs made possible by Dent Magic to Washington, D.C., and Bob Costantini.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Big day going on up in Manhattan right now, politically, to say the least. Former President Donald Trump, the first day, the expected start of some point today of jury selection in the hush money case. And, you know, it's easy to look at the cast of characters, if you will, who will be testifying in this case. That includes porn star Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal, a former Playboy playmate, who alleges she had an affair with Donald Trump, which Mr. Trump denies. Michael Cohen, the Trump fixer, lawyer at the time, who fronted Stormy Daniels $130,000 to supposedly prevent her from talking about the affair she alleges she had with Donald Trump back in 2006. That payment occurred in 2016, at the tail end of the presidential campaign, not when Donald Trump was president, by the way, which is a key factor in at least some of this. And then there's David Pecker, the former owner of the National Enquirer, who will presumably be called to testify, if the judge does allow this, about the Karen McDougal story, the former playmate, and that the National Enquirer bought her story on behalf of Donald Trump and then killed it. Pecker was a good friend of Donald Trump. The owner of the National Enquirer was a good friend, very anti-Hillary Clinton articles in the Enquirer at the time. And they bought Karen McDougal's story and did not publish it, and she was not allowed to tell anybody else about the allegations that she was going to make. I mean, some of these things had percolated a little bit, I guess, and somehow now we've heard a lot about them, even though two of the women involved at least had their were paid hush money, essentially. So it's going to be interesting. The judge has once again denied a request by the defense attorneys to recuse himself from this case, something that the Trump attorneys have been arguing and asked for several times. And what we understand is going on right now is they're discussing how far the evidence can go with the judge before they begin the jury selection. Going in with cameras in the hallway, the president, the former president, stopped to talk to say some of the things that he said previously in other appearances inside the courthouses. He talked to say that basically this is all being done by the Biden White House. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And that's, you know, what you expect him to say going in. The thing that you have to keep in mind, and again, despite the interesting cast of characters who could be witnesses in this case, is that this is actually a case about election interference at its heart. And this is whether or not money that was repaid to Michael Cohen, whether or not Michael Cohen's payment and the money repaid to him by Donald Trump slowly and allegedly carried out in a way as a retainer type fee, whether or not that constituted an illegal campaign contribution. So that's important to keep in mind. And there's a paper, you know, a lot of paper evidence to be presented, for, you know, documents to be presented along those lines. But obviously, the salacious tabloid nature of it all is going to have us fascinated when, let's say, Stormy Daniels gets up to testify.
And it is pretty pretty clear that she will be testifying.
Well, she has said she wants to, and she is on the potential witness list, as is Karen McDougal, as is Michael Cohen, obviously, as is David Pecker. So it is, it's going to be interesting. And by the way, as your listeners may have heard, at least, last Friday when the former president was asked at an appearance with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. He was asked, will you testify at the trial? He said, I would testify. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that his lawyers are going to be real thrilled with the prospect of him testifying, especially in front of a judge that he has constantly criticized, he's berated the judge's daughter. This is Donald Trump, berated the judge's daughter in Truth Social postings. He conceivably violated the gag order from Judge Juan Merchan. And by the way, I believe his name is pronounced Merchan, but I've heard it pronounced both ways, but I'm going to go with Merchan, which is how it's spelled in a sense. Do you want him to be on there? Donald Trump may have violated part of that gag order with criticism of Michael Cohen over the weekend. Cohen obviously is not going to necessarily feel he's been the subject of a lot of Trump barbs previously, so he's not necessarily going to feel that he's intimidated by that. But other witnesses, the potential that other witnesses might be intimidated is one of the reasons why the judge felt it was important to put in place a gag order. But Donald Trump has gone around the very edges of that, if not gone into what could be considered a violation of the gag order.
Bob, Michael Cohen's role in all this, we keep hearing about Michael Cohen was convicted of perjury and went to jail for it. How did that happen?
Well, he has some credibility issues, to say the least. In his own previous legal troubles himself, he has had other issues, and he was convicted of perjury and served a little bit of time in prison and has effectively tried to repent, if you want to look at it that way. Needless to say, the Trump lawyers are going to jump all over him about, well, weren't you convicted of perjury? Why aren't you lying? Why can't we say you're lying or figure you're lying now? Just think about all the questions you can ask someone on a witness stand who's been convicted of perjury. So this is, and he was convicted in cases that weren't related to this. But the question is he that believable now as a state's witness? In criminal trials, especially, there are always people who've been either part of a conspiracy or whatever who turn state's evidence. That's a normal thing. However, this is such a high-profile case, and Michael Cohen is such a high-profile person to begin with, and he's been around for a bunch of years now, the question is, will the jury be instructed in some way to try to either believe him or believe him less or consider that he's been convicted of perjury? That's obviously something that the judge will probably bring up the day, assuming the day comes, that Michael Cohen will testify. Again, there's the possibility that some of these witnesses were counting on to make it very exciting might not be called to testify. As a matter of fact, I think they may be discussing, judging by reports from inside the courtroom, the alerts that we're getting, they may be discussing especially the McDougal case and whether or not that is relevant to what is and can be considered relevant to the case against Mr. Trump, and whether or not that can be entered into evidence. And that involves not only McDougal possibly testifying, but David Pecker, the owner of the former owner of the National Enquirer.
Bob, as some clarification here, are cameras allowed in the courtroom?
No, okay, not during the trial.
So this will not become another OJ trial.
Not at all. But obviously, it will get wall-to-wall coverage. This is like the civil trial, because if you'll remember, in the civil trial before it started, before court proceedings started, photographers, video photographers, and still photographers were allowed into the courtroom to take pictures of the Trump sitting there, the judge, and the judge in the civil case would smile with the cameras. And so this is going to be the same sort of thing. And, you know, we'll see how the video out of that comes. I believe that's what the what is being done or going to be done in this case at some point. Whether or not it's being, I haven't seen any video from inside today, so I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's not happening today. But eventually there may be something along those lines from what I understand. And it depends on how New York State does this. But this is a criminal proceeding. And there is a camera in the hallway of the courthouse whereby when he comes and goes, and you can bet on this just about every day that this trial goes, Donald Trump will make statements and talk about you know, perhaps the day's events afterward. So there'll be plenty of sound from the former president, but also, you know, video of him coming and going. But this trial, obviously, to your original question, is the trial itself is not going to be televised.
Okay, now, but they're going through jury selection at this time. Do they have consultants to figure out exactly the type of jurors they need?
Yes, I imagine both sides have hired consultants for this. And Donald Trump's argument, in part, is that being in Manhattan, he can't possibly get a fair trial. Now, there's 8 million people that live in the city of New York or something like that, that from which to choose. And some of them somewhere may be open. The judge will be asking a couple of prospective juror questions about whether or not they have, you know, leanings one way or the other. And he has to find 12 people and six alternates somewhere along the way. And this is why it may take a while, obviously. But he has to find people who don't hold a bias one way or the other. And, you know, the Manhattan, people tend to be liberal. And there are, you know, there's going to be, it's going to take a lot of time. Each side should get a number of automatic disqualifications for any juror, depending on the things like how that juror responds, how that juror acts when asked a certain question, those kinds of things. But eventually, it's believed that they can get 12 New Yorkers and six alternates seated in this trial. It just may take a while to make sure.
Bob, as always, we appreciate your great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
All righty, Ben, we'll review today, tomorrow. Take care, guys.
Okay, thanks.